Hello and welcome everyone. Today is August the 28th, 2019, and this is our Whole Life Healing Program with Dr. Alex Lloyd. My name is Johanna Tan, and I'll be assisting Alex today, and we have a little bit of a change in our program today, which we hope all of you are going to be excited about. But before we bring Alex out, I wanted to share this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Dr. Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan, or possibly any of you who may choose to share today. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. And we all always love to share this quote for this program. We are beginning now to understand things that we know in our hearts are true but could never measure. As we get a better understanding how little we know about the body, we begin to realize the next big frontier in medicine is energy medicine. It's not the mechanistic parts that joints moving. It's not the chemistry of our body. It's understanding for the first time how energy influences how we feel. And that was a quote by Dr. Oz back in November 2007. And the reason we bring it up is that the purpose of these calls is to provide current and relevant information on the subject of energy medicine from a variety of perspectives, including a medical, a scientific, and mostly spiritual perspective. All right, so having that out of the way, I'm going to turn it over to Alex, but before I do, I wanted to announce that this call is going to be a bit different. Instead of doing the regular lecture today, Alex has suggested that we open it up for live Q&A, questions and answers for you to ask Alex, and he will be able to answer those. Also, the good news is we can open up to this up to those of you who are online. You could actually type in your question. I can read that to Alex, and you can get an answer there, too. So, okay, so again, if you're on the phone, it's star 2 to raise your hand. And if you're online, you can type a question. So, Alex, come on.
Thank
out.
You. Excuse me, I had a frog in my throat. Thank you, Johanna, and thank you, everyone, for being here. Let me try to give you a little bit of insight. We've been doing this program for, I believe, 14 years now, and that is, let's see, about 700 programs we have done, and there's been a teaching on every one of them. Now, I'm not out of things to say. In fact, I have a bunch lined up. But we've had several people who I have heard from and some that some of our coaches have heard from and our customer service has heard from who have said they would really enjoy an opportunity to either ask me a question and get my two cents on it or make some comment or whatever. So we're going to try that today and probably for a few weeks and see how it goes. You can also get a custom trilogy or custom code on this program, which we've been doing for 14 years. So if you have a question, just say, I have a question. If you would like a code, just say, I would like a custom code. And we will do our best to try and accommodate both. Now, just because we had not announced this in advance and the topic today was listed as the rough spots, I'm just going to give you my kind of two-minute version on that rather than 20 minutes. All of us go through rough spots in our marriage, in our work, in our health. I mean, it's like a bell curve. We have great days, some bad days, and most days are in the middle. When you get your junk healed, I think most days start being really good or even great days. But anyway, what do you do in the rough spots? Because that's where a lot of us fall down, and I've got a very simple thing to start trying. When you hit a rough spot, ask yourself two questions. Number one, if you are committed to living in the present moment in love as best you can and giving up the end results, which is what we talk about all the time. It was the major focus of the Love Code. It's the only sure success path I know. If you're committed to that, then ask yourself, okay, in this situation, even though it hurts, even though it's hard, even though it's an emergency, what is the love-based thing to do right now in the present moment about this rough spot? Okay? And then the second question would be, what, if anything, would prevent you from doing that? And it may just be all-out fear that you feel like is preventing you from doing that. Well, I would say then you need to, you know, take a breath, count to 10, go in your bedroom, scream into a pillow. I mean, do whatever you have to do for that immediate shock thing. But then when that's over, after 10 seconds or a minute or 10 minutes, come back to, okay, I've got this situation. I'm committed to living in the present in love as best I can. So what is urging me not to do that right now? What's trying to kick me out of the present in love right now? And let me find another way to do that or to let go of it and do the thing that is the present moment in love as best I can. Now, I warn you, until you clear some of your heart junk, you may not be able to do it. But once you do that, you will. So that's kind of the Cliff Note version of what we were going to talk about today. So now we'll switch gears. If you have a question, just say, I have a question. If you'd like a code, say, I'd like a custom code. And we will see how it goes today for the first time in 14 years, doing it differently.
Okay, here we go, Alex. Okay, we have a hand up on the phone, and this is a caller from Florida. I'm going to unmute your line. Your number ends in 9037. 9037, your line is open.
Hey, guys. This is April, and I didn't know you guys were going to do this, but I remembered half my question that I was thinking about sending in to Johanna. And that's that I sometimes get confused. Maybe I always get confused, but I definitely sometimes get confused about the difference between giving up the end result and just giving up. And the other half of the question, I can't remember, but it was whatever you talked about either last week or the week before. I get those three things kind of, it was like, oh yeah, or it could also be, you know, that thing, but I don't remember what it was. Sorry.
That's all right. It was either the one about wanting or you can't buy happiness. It was, those are the last two. But anyway, let me take a swing at that. Giving up the end result is the opposite of giving up. It's exactly the opposite of giving up, okay? People who give up and commit suicide or want to commit suicide or decide, okay, I'm just going to lay on the sofa and eat Twinkies, they are doing that because they believe they have tried and in their situation, nothing changes anything. Nothing works. Nothing. And they're typically focused almost exclusively on end results, okay, having pain go away or experiencing some kind of pleasure, even if that pleasure is just happiness, and being focused in the present in love, on the other hand, is saying, okay, I'm going to focus on what is really my job, and I'm going to try to defocus everything that's not really my job, okay? Because it's typically the things that aren't our job that bury us or knock us off course or make us want to give up, okay? So there's the old KISS thing, keep it simple, stupid, and I'm the stupid one. you got to really keep it to the simplicity of, okay, the end result is not my job. What has already happened is not my job. I mean, unless I need to make some things right with some people, and if so, I would highly recommend doing that. There's no substitute for that. But things that have already happened in the past, I can't go back and unhappen them, okay? So what I'm left with, the only thing I really have any control over is right now, or as I say, the next 30 minutes, okay? And sometimes I don't make it 30 minutes. Sometimes I have to say, okay, I'm going to get through the next 60 seconds if I can, because something's really big or heavy or emotional on me, all right? But it's really the opposite of giving up. When you're focused on the end results, that's where people give up. And the confusion thing, virtually all confusion comes from fear. There's an ancient manuscript that says that Satan, whoever Satan is a liar. He is the father of lies, and he's also called the author of confusion. Okay? So all confusion comes from fear, typically, and something you're believing about yourself or your circumstances that's not true. That is causing that fear in you. If this doesn't happen, then blah, 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 blah. If that doesn't happen, then blah, 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 blah. Saw a brand new study come out just recently, and I've seen a bunch of these over the past 30 years, that, and they had it statistically, 93%, 96%, something like that, of all the things that people worry about never occur. 93, 96%. Well, if you had that guarantee in advance, maybe you wouldn't worry as much. But that's what belief and faith are about. We don't have the guarantee in advance. We have to put one step in front of the other in the present moment in love, joy, peace as best we can for win-win-win situations where nobody loses, and give up the end results that I can't really control anyway. Now, people say they can control them. I decided to go back to school, and I worked really hard, and I did it. I controlled that. No, you didn't. There was a thousand things that could have kept you from doing that, but they didn't happen, okay? So, yeah, you exerted some willpower and self-control, and that's great, but there are still all kinds of things that could happen that would have stopped that, and there are hundreds of things that could stop the next thing you decide you want to use your willpower on and make it happen. And that thing you're wanting to make happen may not even be what's best for you anyway. So that's my two cents about the confusion and the giving up thing. Present moment versus end result. Does that make any sense?
Well, I know you talk about it a lot, and I guess I'll just keep praying, you know. Lord, is this directional? It came up again this weekend. I was at a training conference, and the people that own the business, they're like, you're going to get situations where you're like, oh, of course we're not supposed to do this. This is a directional thing. God's trying to tell us, you know, don't do that. But I was like, you know, I do that all the time. So all I know to do is just, I mean, I hear you every week talking about it, but I guess I'll just keep praying because, yeah, people try really hard. And I believe I did used to try harder at things. But I'm like, no, maybe this isn't. You know, maybe I'm not supposed to be pushing this or whatever. Maybe God's saying, hey, back off.
And part of it is how you score whether it worked or not. I mean, because I've talked to a lot of people, including a lot of clients of mine, who I taught this same stuff, and they said, okay, yeah, I'm committed. And then they would come back, and they would say, well, it's not working. And I would say, well, how do you know it's not working? How do you define that it's not working? Well, I've been doing it, and all these things in my life aren't better yet. Well, there's no guarantee they'll be better. It's that the process is better. It's that the process itself, the path, is the path that you're supposed to be on. There is no path with no pain, and that's what people are looking at, and that's usually how they keep score. Okay, I'm going to do this and see if I have more pain or less pain, more pleasure or less pleasure. No, that pain-pleasure thing is the legal, natural law system that nobody can win. The present in love, as best you can, giving up the end results, that's the spiritual path. And you win just by being on the spiritual path. Whether the pain gets better or not, whether the pleasure is more or less. So be careful how you judge it and score it.
Right. Yeah, it can get interesting.
Yeah, right. I mean, think about it from a child perspective, okay? Let's say that I make a commitment to love my child in the present moment in love as best I can, okay? So instead of hiring lots and lots of babysitters, and I'm not against babysitters, we hired babysitters, but instead of hiring babysitters all the time to do what I want, instead of trying to get my wife to take care of them to do what I want, instead of pushing them to do the sports or academics that I think are great or whatever, I just love them in the present moment, okay, and am there, which means I don't have near as much time to myself to do what I want to do, okay? Well, if you evaluate it by pain-pleasure, then you might very well evaluate having kids and raising them in love like that. That is a bad deal, man. Takes away your free time, costs you all kinds of money. The latest estimates are well over $150,000, and that's on the cheap to raise a kid from birth to 18, okay? That is a bad deal. But I bet if you went and asked the child who had the parent who was committed to the present in love toward that child, the child would say, I could never have had a better mom, or I could never have had a better dad. And if you ask that same thing of the child, where the mom and dad are trying to get our pain and pleasure without the kid messing up what we want to do any more than has to be, they'd say, they'd have a very different story. Okay? Mm-hmm. So be careful how you score it. And by the way, in that scenario, 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now, when you're old and I'm old, but the kids are like middle age, man, that's when you really see the payoff, where those kids so appreciate the sacrifices they now realize you made. And at the end of life, that's all that matters, is how those important relationships are. Well, that choice you made to give up your own pain-pleasure thing for your children, typically that ensures that at the end of life, it's some of your happiest times. If you choose the pain-pleasure, the end of life is usually the most miserable time.
Right.
All right.
Wow, very cool. Thanks, Alex. That was great. That was great. And thanks, Rachel. Okay, we have another caller with their hand up. So just a moment. Now, this caller is on the web, and all I see is Sharon. So I'm opening your line, Sharon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Hi. You have a question for Alex?
Actually, I would like a custom trilogy, but the question is connected to that. I recently saw the three-part video series where the third one, he goes through the trilogy, and it's different than the one I learned on the website. So does it matter which one I do?
How is it different?
in the one I learned on the website, the healing code one had you do 5 seconds on the point.
That doesn't matter. It's really just whichever you're more comfortable with.
Okay. And then the chakra one had differences as well, but similar. So
yeah. Well, I would go by the newer one, frankly.
Okay, very good. So my trilogy custom that I would like has to do with a right shoulder pain and injury that persists after 7 years, but we've peeled away layers over the years through different body work and different emotional work, but it still persists.
Okay, so you want me to take that, Alex?
Yeah, I think she's wanting a custom code.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So, Sharon, how does this make you feel, this condition? What is the negative feeling, belief, or emotion you have with this?
Frustration.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how strong is that?
It's probably still about a 6 because it interferes with taking care of grandbabies and daily life.
Right.
And daily life.
Do you have an early memory where you can recall feeling the same kind of a frustration about something?
I've thought about this a lot. Not anything in particular that I felt this way, that something persisted so that I was frustrated.
Okay, so if there's not a specific memory, that's okay, but you can address that just overall feeling that you felt at any time in your life. You might even be recalling a particular time in your life when you felt that way, and if so, just be open for all of that to be healed. Of course, you know, the trilogy is going to reach it whether you're conscious of it or not. Okay, let's get a trilogy for you. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
This fear issue.
This fear issue.
Okay, good.
Or frustration issue.
Right. It's all part of fear.
Gotcha.
Okay, minute number one. You're going to tap from the eyebrows all the way down to the side of the hand. Just go straight all the way down, covering all the points, but not the 9G yet.
Okay.
Then custom tapping is going to be collarbones, middle of the chest, little finger, eyebrows, under the eyes, under the nose, index finger.
Slow down a minute. Index. Okay, I caught up.
Okay. Okay, then we're going to go to the side of the eyes, middle of the chest, and then 9G.
Got it.
Okay, minute number two, healing code. Both hands below the belly button. Left hand temple, right hand jaw. Both hands high bridge. That's it.
Okay.
Okay, minute number three. Let's start with sliding the hands from the base all the way up over the top of the head to the top of the spine.
Okay.
And let's do that 3 times.
Okay.
Then custom, let's go to the heart. Throat.
Is that sliding from heart to throat?
Yes.
Okay.
Then up to the crown. Then slide down to the base. Up to the solar plexus. And then up, all the way up and over. And that's it.
All right. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Our next caller is, your number ends in 3572. 3572, your line is open. You have a question for Alex?
No, I would like a custom trilogy, please.
Okay, and what is your name?
It's Kathy, and this is for someone else, please.
Okay. Okay, and what is the person's name that you're getting it for?
It's Kara.
Kara. All right, Kathy. Can you say for me, go ahead.
Sorry. The feeling is frustration concerning a physical pain issue.
Okay. Okay, say for me, I'm testing for Kathy.
I think it should I'm testing for Kara.
Sorry.
Right. I'm testing for Kara.
Okay, good. I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
This fear, frustration issue.
This fear and frustration issue.
Okay, very good. Did you want a trilogy or a custom code?
A trilogy, please.
Okay. Minute number one. Okay, we're going to tap from the eyebrows all the way to the side of the hand. And then we're going to custom it. We're going to tap starting on the thumb, index finger, up to the eyebrows, side of the eyes, under the eyes, chin. Go to the sore spot, under the arm, under the nose, middle of the chest, under the nipples, and then 9G. Okay.
Okay.
Minute number two, healing code. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, brainstem. Left hand, temple. Right hand, jaw. Left hand, high bridge. Right hand, below the belly button. Both hands, Adam's apple.
Okay.
Minute number three. We're going to slide all the way up from base to the top of the spine, over the head, top of the spine. Let's do that two times. Then slowly start at the base. Pause there for a few seconds and move slowly all the way up until you get to the throat. You're going to pause there. Slide back down to the heart and then up and over. And that's it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, our next caller is your number. I think it's Illinois. Your number is 1057, 1057, and your line is open. Do you have a question for Alex?
Hi, Joanna. This is Denise. Actually, I would like to request a custom code, a trilogy code.
Okay. And what would you like to address?
Well, my issue currently is fear and frustration. I've been fighting a skin infection that seems to be slow in healing, and I'm just fearful that it's not going to clear up completely or it's going to come back. So it's, you know, causing frustration and really fear, you know, around this
okay.
issue.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. About how strong is that right now, the fear?
Oh, probably about an 8 or 9.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have an early memory when you felt this similar type of fear and frustration about anything?
Not specifically that comes up, but I know there have been instances where I've, you know, felt fearful of medical things happening, issues, you know, physical issues going on that caused me to feel fearful.
Okay, so you want to include any of those known or unknown memories that have these similar feelings. You might want to do the relationship issue finder as well if you haven't done that recently, and that could help.
Okay.
Help you kind of, it's like a self-diagnosis. It'll help you see where it might be coming from. Okay, let's go ahead and get you a trilogy. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The fear issue.
The fear issue.
Okay, minute number one, we're going to start with the eyebrows and we're going to tap all the way down to the side of the hand. Okay, then custom, we're going to go back to the eyebrows, collarbone.
Collarbone, okay.
Middle of the chest.
Okay.
Sore spots.
Sore spots, okay.
Under the nipples.
Okay.
Thumb.
All right.
Little finger.
Okay.
Index finger.
Okay.
And 9G.
9G. All right.
Okay. Healing code, minute number two. Both hands, Adam's apple.
Okay.
Left hand, brainstem. Right hand, high bridge.
Okay.
Then left hand, high bridge. Right hand, brainstem. Then both hands below the belly button.
Okay.
Okay, minute number three. We're going to slide up from the base all the way over the top of the head. Let's do that three times. Then we're going to start at the solar plexus. Slide up to the throat.
Okay, do I slide down? Back down to the solar plexus?
After you've gone over the top of the head.
Right.
Okay, then you're going to just place your hands starting at the solar plexus.
Okay, place them at
solar plexus, slide up to the throat.
Okay.
Slide down to below the belly button.
Low belly, okay.
Slide up to the heart.
Up to the heart, okay.
Slide up to the forehead.
Okay.
And then all the way up and over from the forehead. You just finish it all the way up. And that's
it. Okay, then. So after I slide up to the forehead, just continue back.
Yes,
to the back
all the way up and over. Mm-hmm.
Oh, not from the base, though.
Not from the base. When you're on the forehead. Then you're just going to continue, go all the way up and over.
If
you want to do another, if you'd like to finish it off with another sweep from the base all the way up and over, you can certainly do that. And you can do that anytime.
Oh, okay. Okay, very good.
Okay.
All right. And that should be good for about 2 weeks.
Usually it's about most effective for about 2 weeks.
Two weeks. Okay. And once a day or probably more if I feel I can do it?
Well, I would do it at least twice a day.
Okay.
But do the relationship issues finder and see where which categories are the lower score, and those are the ones I would address first.
Okay, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Johanna, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, so Alex, I'm going to check and see if we have any questions online. Let's see. For those of you online, if any of you are online, you would like to ask a question, you can write it in that field for the questions, and I'll be able to ask Alex those questions. Let me see if we have any more hands up. Just a moment. I think that's it, Alex, as far as our hands up. Let me check one more time online. We don't have any callers writing in at this point. So is there anything else you want to share, Alex? Alex, are you there?
Sorry, I was muted. No, I don't have anything else. Love you all. Thank you, Johanna. And we're going to try this for a while instead of a teaching, live question and answer and custom codes. If that appeals to you, come back and let us know. If it doesn't appeal to you, let us know. If you have an alternative that you would like us to try, let us know. And we promise we will take that seriously. That's it for me, Johanna.
Okay. So, again, thank you all for participating. And if you could give us some feedback, just write us at feedback@thehealingcodes.com. And, by the way, if any of you are on Instagram, if you go to Dr. Alexander Lloyd, that Instagram, you will see an awesome video that was posted just today. So, and it looks like it's going to continue on. So do go there and check it out, Instagram, and also the replays of these calls are going to be posted, too, on the Whole Life Healing in podcast and Google Play and iTunes. All right. Okay, then. We'll see you all next week. God bless.